Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, South African businesses, I read, are sitting on something of a gold mine, and many don't even know it. It's called commerce media. It's a fast-moving global trend where companies are using their own customer data to deliver personalized, high-impact advertising. And it's not just for big retailers anymore. Banks, telcos, insurers, anyone, I guess, with first-party data can get into the game. Daniel Levy is co-chief executive officer of the tech company Flow, and he says the opportunity is hiding in plain sight. And South Africa is well positioned to lead. But I guess the question is, are we moving fast enough? And do local businesses really understand what is at stake? Daniel, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. You say that businesses are sitting on this valuable data. I guess you've got to ask the question, why so few then are moving beyond basic digital marketing?
Great question. Thanks for having me. I think the fundamental position is most businesses, certainly in the e-commerce environment, have obviously been at the forefront of procuring data on behalf of their customer, if it's full e-commerce down to transaction or just people visiting their sites. But most companies essentially like to fish in their own pond of data as opposed to looking further afield of other data sets that could enable their businesses. So a simple case in point, everyone wakes up with whatever business that they pursue and they have competition. Imagine being able to target people who have gone down another journey that could be of value to you and you want to actually target an ad to that person. So I think first and foremost, the rationale of thinking like that is a bit of a miss when it comes to data. And secondly, big businesses are trapped in, you know, bureaucratic environments when it comes to the usability of their data. And I think they also don't understand the business model associated with monetizing data. And once all those things come to the fore, you know, the catchphrase that gets used common in a meeting that I have, it's a no-brainer. So I think that's what we're here to do and hopefully perpetuate that.
Is it a question of companies not having the technology or the strategy and understanding?
I think it's both. The technology is an enabler to actually making this whole thing work. I mean, you need the ability to move data over into an ad environment, be it Meta or Google. And certainly if it's at scale, you need an interchange that's dealing with data movement, money movement, et cetera, et cetera. And then strategically, companies have never taken a view, and I think the best way to articulate, we deal with marketing divisions, which are invariably cost centers, right? But when you turn a marketing division into an income-generating division, that's a very new nuance in business, right? And that's what commerce media is there to do. So one, it's strategy, and then two, you need tech to actually pull the whole thing off.
Which organizations, in your opinion, are best suited to get a first jump on this? I think you've mentioned in the past telcos and financial institutions.
Yeah, well, I think, look, retailers are always a very sexy one for a whole host of reasons. One, they're a big business. Their transactions run in a weekly cycle in terms of specials and advertising as such, and they have a wealth of data in terms of the customer. And then there's obviously a long tail. You know, people who have e-commerce websites may not be as trafficked as a retailer, but they're a very well-known B2C environment. So the point being is it's not one shoe that fits all, yet data is key, and there's a cross-pollination of data. So to give you an example, we have various clients that work with us, and in the environment of, take a Hello Pizza as a good case in point, Hello Pizza is a well-known South African brand. People like to complain or leave comments, but most people actually go to their website to check reviews, and it's highly trafficked. Now, you would infer that a person's checking a review before they do something. And we have the ability to slice and dice their environment of data to make their data available to, call it, a retailer who wants to retarget a Hello Peter consumer at the right place at the right time because they clicked on something in a Hello Peter environment. So that is the kind of the thesis of what's going on over here. And it's available to e-commerce small players or big retailers and everything in between.
How much of this is driven by programmatic advertising? Because if that is the case, surely it's the big brands with deep pockets and the tech infrastructure that are going to have the inside track.
Great question. So I think we look at it like this. I mean, I've been in this game for 20 years now, where my former business, we were Facebook's partner in Africa. So we've seen big brands build their marketing budgets over 20 years, and the one constant is those budgets just keep growing. So it's how does one marry retail media to the likes of Meta and Google budgets? Programmatic is naturally a subsect of all of that, and it's just a way of execution. But insofar as retail media and the data meshed together, it's monetizing the data within the Meta and the Google channels. Okay, and that can be done programmatically and or in those channels directly. I hope that makes sense. A little complicated.
No, it makes sense. Let me move on to the other issue that I want to raise, though, and that's data privacy, which is a real, perhaps an impediment as far as this process is concerned. Are there protections in place to ensure that that commerce media doesn't become, I guess, either manipulative or even invasive?
Great question. I get this a lot. So, look, in the first instance, when businesses engage with their consumer, naturally they need to tick the box of pop here. And then, secondly, this is not direct marketing. So, the manifestation of marketing to a consumer in this nature, it manifests on Meta or Google, right? Which, by virtue of even engaging with Meta or Google, you sign up to their rules of engagement. All this is doing is enabling in a hashed way, so one never knows who the absolute consumer is. It's on an aggregated basis. It is the ability to make sure that a particular consumer, again in my Hello Peter example, is seeing an ad potentially from a third party. It could be a car manufacturer, for instance, by virtue of them having clicked on cars on Hello Peter, but the manifestation of the ad would be in Meta. So all it's really doing is obviously augmenting your journey within your engagement in a Meta environment, but never does first party data per se ever transfer. It's all hashed in aggregate. So for all those reasons, it's compliant.
Just a final one then. You've also suggested that in this respect, when it comes to commerce media, South Africa could leapfrog ahead. But there's also the risk, isn't there, that we could fall behind while global players just snap up our advertising real estate?
Yeah, I think again, if I take a view of the last 20 years over here, South Africa's really certainly been at the forefront in particular industries much better than elsewhere around the world. Financial services, telcos, retail. I mean, we've got some really serious businesses over here that have kind of forged the line. So certainly there's the ability in Africa to perpetuate that growth. I think it's just a question of, guys thinking really outside the box, introducing new revenue streams into their income statements. And they're well-known tech businesses that can cultivate that progress.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. That is a fascinating glimpse into the tech future. Daniel Levy, thank you very much indeed, Co-Chief Executive Officer of the tech company Flow. I do appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.